welcome to The Backlog, a podcast hosted by Adaptivate. I'm Katie Cords, Head of Branded Content. Adaptivate partners with clients to accelerate outcomes by implementing new transformative ways of working. We are a global firm with offices in North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. This is a special Pledge 1% episode of The Backlog. Adaptivate are a proud partner of Pledge 1% and commit to providing 1% of our resources and capacity to giving back to community. Our host, Ray Freeman, chats with the founders of Brittany's Backpack Ministry. Let's hear from him what this amazing nonprofit does for their community.
Well, hello and welcome to our show. I'm your host, D. Ray Freeman, project lead with Adaptivate in Los Angeles. Today's topic is beneficial for organizations and individuals that want to improve their community impact and understand how to channel adversity into productivity. We're speaking with nonprofit organization Brittany's Backpack Ministry to learn how they harnessed great adversity and channeled it into an impactful organization that helps over 1,000 people per year. We'll explore how you can create opportunities for success from unforeseen adversity, support diversity, equity, and inclusion in your philanthropy efforts, and also how you can support Brittany's Backpack Ministry through donations and through your own volunteer work. Today, my guests are Sandra and Tiffany Smith, founders of Brittany's Backpack Ministry. Now, what they do is they provide critical school supplies and nutritious food, as well as community events to the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas. Now, Sandra and Tiffany have scaled the ministry from a humble operation providing backpacks filled with school supplies to students to a community movement that provides supplies, food, and other resources to the community in honor of Brittany Nicole Smith. Now, Sandra and Tiffany have run Brittany's Backpacks for over 12 years, all while working full-time, Sandra as an account executive and Tiffany as a middle school teacher. They are both passionate, driven, and are often seen as a pair of superheroes in their community. But before they were the community leaders that they are today, they were known by another name, Sandra as mom and Tiffany as big sister. Now, this effort that they're doing is in honor of Brittany Nicole Smith. Now, Brittany was a vibrant and amazing 8-year-old who suddenly passed away from an asthma attack. Now, Brittany was kind and caring and loving and extremely inquisitive and gave so much to the world in a short time. Sandra and Tiffany wanted Brittany's spirit of giving to live on, so they created the ministry to support the needs of the community. So thank you so much, Sandra and Tiffany, for being here and for giving us the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you for having us.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you both. So just to get one thing out of the way first, that we actually know each other. So just so people know, we actually have quite a bit of history together because we are family. And my first cousin was married to Sandra, and of course Tiffany being the firstborn from there. And we've known each other since we were all children, and of course Tiffany since you were born. So it's nice to have you both here and to be a part of this effort. I'm so pleased with what you're doing, and even throughout COVID-19 you've been able to make a huge impact in the world and in your community that you serve. So speaking of COVID-19, how has that impacted your ability to be able to offer aid and help out to the community?
Well, for sure, life has been different. I've worked from home for quite some time, so the only thing that's changed is that I don't get to see people like I'm used to. I'm quite a social butterfly, so I do like visiting with people on a day-to-day basis. However, I found that in the last year, since the pandemic really began, we've been able to impact even more people because people are shut in. And so we've been able to do a lot of drive-by events, and we've been able to bless a lot of people by doing that.
It's awesome. You know, with this pandemic, we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it sure has been a long road. Tiffany, can I ask you, what are some of the things that you're excited to get back to once all these COVID restrictions are lifted?
The number one thing that I'm excited about is traveling, because I have not been on an airplane since 2019. So I'm quite overdue for a vacation of some sort.
Most definitely. I missed that as well. It's been a long time since I've been on a plane. I'm looking forward to going some places again. Just as an overview of Brittany's backpacks, our listeners are deeply interested in values. And we learn the most from our guests who take charge and turn them into opportunities. Now, Sandra, you and Tiffany both have done just that. Could you tell me a bit more about how Brittany's Backpacks got started, what your mission is, and exactly what do you do?
Sure. We started the ministry in 2009, some years after Brittany passed, but even though it was probably about 8 years after, I was actually in chapel at my college, Arlington Baptist College, and we were tasked with the question, what will be your legacy? And for that whole week, I had been thinking about Brittany, and so I thought about what would her legacy be and what did she leave with us. And since she was totally obsessed with backpacks and school and helping others, we chose that as the mission for our ministry. And so we've been able to impact a lot of people here in the community and beyond, with supplies and resources that are critical and needed. And we just want to make an impact. Continue to make an impact and make a larger one, and just help as many people as we can, providing the resources that are needed in the community.
Amazing, amazing. It's so inspiring for so many of us that you both have turned a tragic event into a beautiful tribute for Brittany. It's a nonprofit organization that remembers her positive light through community and charitable events and. I'm just wondering, in your activities that you do, where do you see Brittany's influence the most? Tiffany, question for you.
I see Brittany's influence throughout all of our events, because Brittany was all about helping people, and she was such a giver. She would give you the shirt off her back. She would give you all the stuff in the house to try and make you feel better. But I feel her spirit the most when I can have those one-on-one interactions, and when we can help people have whatever need it is met that they need.
Awesome, awesome. People are also looking for some advice just on what inspired your journey. Sandra, what advice could you give to our listeners who may be inspired by what you're doing? And, what values fuel you to create those opportunities from adversity, things like courage and perseverance? What is it that gives you the energy to keep going?
So I would advise anyone to just take a moment of reflection and decide what it is that they could do to help someone that has a need, that is less fortunate, or, like we were grieving. Those are things that if you can and you take the time and make the effort, then you can also bring in others who may have experienced that loss or may just want to help. If you could bring those people in, that could make a greater impact on the mission that you have. I'm fueled by the fact that in order to for us to recover from that overwhelming grief that we were experiencing and suffering, our decision was to impact others whose lives have gone through the transition of grief or loss or even just lack. It just gave us a greater reason why. And I ask myself daily, why? Why do I do this? And it's because I want to propel myself to make a greater effort to impact the community that has also impacted me, because I'll never forget how counseling helped us. So when we run into people that have that need, we have referrals. We can refer them to someone that can listen to them, because a lot of times when you're going through something, the people that you're with are also going through it, so you need somebody else to assist you with that. So that's just something that we want to do, and we want to just make sure that there is a focus on community, because during this pandemic, I think that we saw that there is a greater need out there, and there are plenty of people that want to address those needs.
Most definitely. And starting with why is something we even tell our clients in business. Why are you doing what you do? And that makes so much difference between what you do is the why behind it. And we start with why. You'll never go wrong with the path that you take, because you know why you're heading in that direction. That's good to hear. You know, let's talk a bit about diversity and equity and inclusion, because there's a bit of that that goes into the work that you do. Now, we understand that an important part of Brittany's Backpack Ministry is to improve the community relationships between police officers and the community. And we know there's been challenges historically, and of course, within the last year, between police officers and especially a minority community. Why is it part of Brittany's Backpack Ministry? Why was it important to involve the police officers into the ministry and some of the events that you're doing?
The police are part of the community, and if we are putting on events within the community for us to, you know, exclude the police or to go against the police, that goes against our mission as an organization, because we want to be inclusive if we're talking about, you know, all of the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And when we can partner with the police, we can also show a different side. Like, we recently partnered with another organization, and they had a Hoop It Up event where they had a huge all-day basketball tournament. And one of the teams was actually comprised of police officers. So we had police officers there who were kind of serving as security, so to speak, but they were also part of the event, so people can see the other side. Because yes, there are some people who, you know, are not doing things properly, but there are also police officers who want to, we've had police officers ask at our events how they can get involved and not, you know, to make that extra money, you know, being off duty or whatever, but they actually want to volunteer with us, because once again, they hear our mission, they know what we're about, and so they want to join the movement as well. So we work with the police, not against them, because we want to be inclusive, and we also want to help, especially working with children. We want kids to understand, you know, there is a duality, you know, there's good and bad, but also we want to foster a good relationship.
Most definitely. I can see how that makes a big difference, especially, you know, with that Hoop It Up event you mentioned, having the police officers and interacting with kids in a positive way. It puts a different spin on what they're supposed to be doing in the community and the type of relationship they're supposed to have in the community. So it's real good that you're doing that, especially at a young age, of getting them to see police officers in a different way. So perhaps as they grow up, they have a better relationship with those same officers who serve that community. That's a great thing. I see where the link is. And the security that you mentioned, because some of the events, and you know, with both of you there and with your volunteers there, probably also need to maintain your own safety just for being out in the community and the things that you're bringing out to people. So I can see the link. Yes. So digging in a little bit deeper, your approach to philanthropy has a holistic view on inclusion and equity, and that's a rare find. Now, I think that your mission is ingrained with your diversity and equity and justice, but you know, how do we get organizations or more companies to think like this? Like how do companies start to think of how can we bring in local impact to our local communities and be involved as a business? Sandra, questions to you.
So I feel that any organization can impact their community in their own way. For some, it could be providing financial resources, which is always great and always needed. For others, it could be providing volunteers. Unless you're doing this, you don't realize how many volunteers you need for just one small event, it takes a village, and that is true. Donations are key, whether it be financial. A lot of times we'll tell our community what event we're doing and what items we need, and it's always a blessing to be able to get those items provided so that the resources we have, a lot of times we have resources financial, we give them directly to the person. So if we already have the items donated, then that's more money in our budget to be able to provide relief, because sometimes people just need money. And we like to be able to do that, and that's something that an organization can do. One thing that I think is key, and there are a lot of organizations and companies that I deal with, they have donations in-house, and they have volunteers in-house. So a lot of times you can call an organization or a company, and if they don't have the resources, they may have the people. Well, people are a resource. So it's just that, even publicity. I've had organizations that say, I don't have any money, but I'll get the word out. That is wonderful, just to be able to do that. So, you know, and then have causes at a job. A lot of companies will create a work event where people who can't get out and volunteer, who may not even be able to donate money, they're still able to help with the resources. So yes, it's just a lot of that. So
very good, very good. Yeah, I think that plays a long way. And you know, with our company, with Adaptivate, we participate in a Pledge 1% initiative, which I'll get a little bit more into later. But there's definitely a lot of ways that organizations can start to embrace philanthropy. But you're right, I think it starts with just having that mindset of, I want to do something, or I want to be part of the change, and mobilizing people to use their resources to go and do just that. Now, your mission of providing essential supplies and things that are needed by people in the community, it's very bold. It's courageous and inspiring to people that you're out here and doing that. So our company, we're proud to be a participant in that Pledge 1% initiative, and to be able to offer what we know of our time and money and knowledge to be able to help organizations. So when we heard about the mission of what Brittany's Backpacks is doing, and was able to bring that to the leadership of our company, we really were excited about it and wanted to get involved. And it's inspired us to want to be involved in your mission. So for organizations or individuals who want to support your mission, how can they connect with you to make an impact? Tiffany, where can people get in touch with Brittany's Backpack Ministry?
On social media, on several platforms. We have Facebook. You can find us under Brittany's Backpack Ministry. We also have a Twitter account, and we also have an Instagram account as well.
Very good. So there are some great events that you do on a regular basis, and even monthly you have events, sometimes multiple events per month. Sandra, what are some of the events that you have coming up for Brittany's Backpack Ministry?
And Tiffany, if you'll just touch on the Juneteenth event.
Yeah, what is that? Now, I'm familiar with that, but a lot of our audience may be global and not familiar with the event that takes place on the 19th of June for so many people, especially in the South. Tiffany, what can you tell us a little bit more about what is Juneteenth?
Absolutely. Juneteenth really has taken off, I feel, more so in the last few years, especially more so throughout the United States. But Juneteenth originally started out after the Civil War was over. The Civil War ended on April the 9th, 1865. However, there were still battles going on in the state of Texas until May of 1865. So slavery was over that day when Lee surrendered to Grant at the Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. However, in Texas, you know, there was no CNN, there was no Twitter, there was no way to instantly message people and say, hey, you know, you're free now. Mm-hmm. And so literally 2 months, almost 2.5 months later, General Granger goes to Texas and informs the enslaved population there that they have been freed. And so Juneteenth has evolved into this cultural celebration where a lot of people within the African-American culture, they gravitate towards that as being more of an Independence Day than, say, the 4th of July. And so it's just a really big, nice cultural celebration. And we will be at an event that's promoting fitness. And so we will be there, you know, getting the word out about Brittany's Backpack Ministry, and we'll just be in the mix. So we're really excited awesome. About it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, that's from my time of growing up in Texas, it's always something that we've celebrated and that we knew a lot about. But as I've traveled abroad and went to other places, people are like, what is that? What does that mean? So thank you for sharing that history. And it's a lot of history that you're able to impart to us. We appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. So thank you so much for being here. I think we've learned a lot about what Brittany's Backpack Ministry is and what your mission is and some of the things that you're doing in the community and your why, most importantly. I think that if more people hear this message and understand what you're doing and what it's in honor of, more people would want to be involved and not only want to donate, but also want to think about their own philanthropy in a way. How can you provide some needs to people who are experiencing some struggles right now, some challenges right now? So I really want to thank you both for being here and allowing us to talk about what you're doing. And in closing, I'd like to say thank you for listening to all of our audience. I hope this conversation has inspired you as well. And if it did, please hit that subscribe button. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can write us a review. It helps us to get found by more people who think just like you do. And the more people who hear this message, the more we can create a thriving culture. So thank you so much to Sandra and Tiffany Smith of Brittany's Backpack Ministry. I appreciate your time. And hopefully we can come back and do this again one day. Would that be okay? We come back and have a chat again one time in the future?
We look forward to it.
All right. That sounds good to me. Well, ladies, thank you so much. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And let's keep doing great things.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.